fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, well, we got the opening announcements of Computex all done with. We got a chance to look at some of them for yesterday because they're going as I was recording this. But now they've all gone through, and I'm not going to lie, I don't know how many of them I should talk about. Because with the current chip shortage, there is still, like, what, a 50-50 shot that even things that were announced by AMD and Intel are just going to end up being vaporware? I mean, let's be honest, the 3080 Ti and the 3070 Ti are both going to end up being vaporware. They are basically going to be a myth. But I digress. There was definitely a focus on laptops. Both AMD wanted to go ahead and announce their own kind of netbook standard sort of thing, except instead of it being netbooks, it's about AMD authorized gaming rigs or something of that affair. That actually looks kind of interesting. Their plans for the future also look interesting. But of course, who knows what's going to happen between now and then. What is available now, you can go ahead and buy it, is some of the updates to Alienware. We used to call Dell the gold standard of mediocrity, but I'm not going to lie, they're starting to fall a little below average outside of, say, the Precision line, which has pretty much gone from really good stuff to meh, and the Alienware has just gone lower and lower and lower. And these most recent ones, the brand new Alienware X15 and X17 laptops, are prime examples of this. This is everything that is not what Alienware used to be. These are very thin, very light-based laptops. But you can tell just by the specs, these are going to be nightmares to work on down the road. Of course, all CPUs now are just soldered onto the board. But you have literally no CPU choice. You are just going to get on these new laptops an 11900H. No choice. You are going to get an RTX 3080. No choice. You are going to get 2 terabytes of M.2 storage. No choice. Although, for some reason, there is an option to raid. Oh, I know. Oh, and I see what they're doing. Your hard drive is, wait. Okay, no, your options are either 1 2-terabyte drive, 2 1-terabyte drives in RAID 0, or 2 2-terabyte drives in RAID 0. Which, RAID 0. I got a bad feeling about this. You have to have 32 gigs of memory. And then on top of that, all of this, like, mandatory this, that, and the other thing makes the starting price $3,331. What the heck? Thank God they kept a more updated version of their old laptop, because otherwise, basically, your cost of entry is a house payment. And oh, by the way, everything's set under the board, so one thing goes wrong, that's it. It's game over. I absolutely hate this from Alienware. What the heck? That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.